My starter pack on Sokoladuma Radio. Good day and welcome to the latest episode of My Starter Pack. This is a show where players take us on a trip down memory lane. On this episode, we are joined by former TS Galaxy and current Cape Town City defender Terence Mashego. The Gauteng-born youngster started his professional career in 2016 when he signed from Tata Bucks. Since then, he has gone on to captain TS Galaxy and signed for Cape Town City, all while making his Bafana Bafana debut. I am your host Aiden and this is My Starter Pack. I'm happy to be joined by Cape Town City defender Terence Mashego. Welcome to My Starter Pack.
Thanks for having me, Ida.
My first professional coach.
My first professional coach, it was Coach Ian Palmer. I think when I left TAT in 2016, I went to Tata Bucks. And then I joined the Eastern Cape First Divisional team, First National Division team. And when I came to the team, I think I came the same time with Coach Ian Palmer, because the week that I was signed, he was also signed. So it was an amazing experience being coached by someone who was an assistant coach of Orlando Pirates. And I think they've made history, him and Rudy Crow. So to me, it was an amazing journey. It was an amazing experience, to be honest. So we had a good relationship because he was more like a father to me. I think when I came to Tata Bucks, I was tiny and skinny. And he used to buy me shakes, food, and stuff because he told me that you have talent, but I want you to grow and I want you to be strong. And at the time, I was still young, so he said to me, "I see talent in you, but I just want you to develop like into a complete athlete." So, yeah, when he came to the team, like he took me, and then he became a father to me.
My first agent.
My first agent actually it was Bonso Maduma. And he met me, I think I was playing in a tournament in Hamaska. Then he came to me and then he told me he's a soccer agent. But I didn't know much about soccer agents. He told me the boy, like I think he only saw me for like 10 minutes, I think. Yeah, last 10 minutes of the game. Then he saw me, came to me, said, "Bro, yo, I just saw you for the last 10 minutes and I'm impressed. I'm taking players to Eastern Cape. I want you to join those players." So he came to me and then he told me that he's working closely with Sia Mareke. He was owning your boy Entertainment. Then he introduced me to Sia. We went to Kempton Park, we met Sia, and then they told me Monday you leave. I think we were playing on Saturday and then we met Sia on Sunday. Then he told me tomorrow you're leaving for Eastern Cape, going for trial. Then he paid my bus ticket and then I went to Eastern Cape. So me and Bonso, like, we developed more of a brotherly relationship. Yeah, since from then, like, we are brothers. Even today, like, we still talk, like, we still hang out, we still catch up. Like, he's a brother to me.
My PSL debut.
Yeah, my first game I played against Maritzburg, but the game wasn't televised. Yeah, I played, I think we won 1-0, yeah. It was my first game. Yeah, it was my first. I remember the first game, like, we were supposed to play Paris, MTN. Then I didn't play. I think Dover was playing. I was on the bench. Then the next game, I started the game against Maritzburg, but it wasn't televised, and I was in the starting 11. Then the second game, that's when I played against Sundowns, and it was televised. That's where I think everyone saw me there.
My first live match.
Yeah, I remember my first game it was Kaizer Chiefs playing against, I'm not sure whether it was Sundowns or something. I think Kaizer Chiefs at the time, it was using Odi Stadium, Mabopane. And my dad, because of the Kaizer Chiefs fan, so he took me to the stadium. I think it was my first game. That's when I went to the stadium. Chiefs was playing. And then, yeah, from there, and then I started attending Kaizer Chiefs games because of my dad.
My first position.
As a youngster, I used to play as a winger. Like, there was this explosive winger. Because I was selected to represent Gauteng and the under 21. So the guy that was supposed to be playing left back, I think he lost his parents. I think it was his mom. So there were two wingers. And then they told us that one of you guys needs to play left back. Like, I was that type of a winger who was good at defending and also attacking. So I said, okay, it's fine. Let me just play like a wing back. So I said, no, I can defend because I know that I'm good at defending. And they said, no, okay, play as a left back. Then from there, I think the TAT coach, Coach Pushimulo, he saw me playing as a left back. Then when I came to TAT, I told him, no, I'm not a left back. I'm a wing. And then he said, oh, no, I want you as a left back.
My first football idol.
Yeah, locally I was a big fan of Simpiwe Tshabalala. I remember even in high school there was a guy called Zay. He was a big fan of Teko Modise, and we used to argue a lot. Like always, I know every time when we get to school, we'll argue. I'll tell him, "Hey, Simpiwe Tshabalala is the best footballer in South Africa," and then he'll say, "Teko, Teko is the best." So like I used to love Simpiwe Tshabalala a lot locally, but internationally I used to love Iron Robin. Because he was a wing and I was playing a wing at the time. So even the guys, they used to call me Robert sometimes because they know I used to love him a lot.
And would you say between Simpiwe Tshabalala and Iron Robin that you have based any aspect on your career on these players?
Growing up in a township, it's a bit more like challenging. The only time when I would watch Robin is when maybe he's playing against Barcelona in the Champions League. I even saw him when he was playing in the World Cup. But I didn't have that privilege of watching Bayern's game like each and every day, you know. But Simpiwe Tshabalala is someone that I used to watch like every day. I would watch his game because I would watch Kaizer Chiefs games each and every day. So someone that I would relate to.
My first professional paycheck.
My first professional paycheck, it was 7,000. Yeah, 7,000.
My first football mentor.
My mentor was Ponso, actually. I'd say Ponso, like Ponso, because he came to my life when I was nobody. Like, no one knew anything, no one knew about Terence Mashio. And when he came to my life, like, I remember every time when we drive home, or maybe because nobody would come to my house, and then we'd go out, and then she, like, he used to tell me, like, stories, like, every time we talk, like every time we're having a normal conversation, like I feel like, ah, this guy is dreaming. And he would tell me, "My boy, you're going to be big. Like, you know that you're going to be big. I'm playing for national team. Everybody will be looking for autographs and stuff." And every time he talks, I would be like, "Ah, this guy is dreaming." But he believed in me. Like, he believed in me. And it's one person who would tell me that, "My boy, like, oh, you're going to be the best in South Africa. You're going to be the captain." Even before I became the captain of TS Galaxy, when I joined TS Galaxy, he told me, "Going to be the captain of TS Galaxy." When I first played the national team game, he told me, "I see, you're going to be the national team captain. Trust me, my boy, big." So every time, like, he's one of the person who would give me that drive. So I'd say he played a big role.
My first VRPA.
I think I bought my car in 2018. It's a 2018 year model. It's a TSI Pool. Yeah, it's a Pool. I'm still driving it even now.
My first make mama proud moment.
I know my mom like doesn't watch football that much, and I don't think that my mom, I think he's proud that I'm actually living my dream, to be honest. But he doesn't know football like that much. He doesn't even understand anything about football. Even when I played in the national team, I think I called him and I told him, then he said, "I'm going to watch the game," but he doesn't understand, like, she doesn't understand what is happening in football. So she doesn't know anything, whether there's national team, there's a big competition or something. She doesn't understand anything about football.
Who is the greatest player of all time?
Locally, like, I can't say Dr. Khumalo, because when Dr. Khumalo was still playing, I wasn't born at the time, I think. So I didn't watch Dr. Khumalo. But because my dad used to tell me a lot about him, I think he's still the best. And I also didn't watch Jomo Cosmos and stuff, like Jomo Son, you know. So I'd say maybe Scaramanga for me, because I think he's the one person who I was lucky to watch. I think I did watch Scaramanga when he was playing. But Dr. Khumalo, I didn't see much of him. I think even Jabu Pula, I also watched Jabu Pula. Maybe between Jabu Pula and Scaramanga for me. International, I would say Messi, because Messi is the best. For me, I think Messi is the best.
My starter pack on Sokola Duma Radio.